It is the local show brought to you by Kentucky Music Company on 98.3 The Edge. Brad, you're coming to you from Lecta, East Glasgow, baby, on a rainy Wednesday afternoon as I got Young Jardy on the line. What up?
What are you doing, Bradshaw? Young Jardy. You jerk.
Yep. I had to go with the superhero name there. Anyway, Jarvis from Tidballs, of course, and you guys have been doing a lot of fun stuff online in lieu of being able to actually have your doors open and have everybody in there with the bands and everything. And Yellowberry, those guys doing an awesome job with that as well. But first things first, this coming Saturday, it's going to be Beatles covers. And hopefully, I'm talking to you now, it's Wednesday. You know, I'll put the show together tomorrow afternoon. Hopefully between now and then I'll get a couple of tracks from some of those folks. But talk a little bit about that that Inside Out Save the Balls stream that you've been doing, and how much longer you're going to do it.
Oh man, it's pretty much saving our tit balls right now, man. Me and the guys from Yellowberry got together and did a little brainstorming what's left of the brains we have, and came up with this idea to run some streams, and it has went over very successfully. And I think now the community is starting to depend on it, and it's kind of like their little virtual living room right now, man. And we're going to keep doing it until our doors are able to open. We're going to do it. I know through the month of June is the plans, and kind of wait and see what old Uncle Andy says about us opening up and just kind of take things from there, man. We're kind of like you, man. We're flying by the seat of our pants, so we're just kind of taking it day by day. So.
Yep, right on. Yeah, well, the streams have been great. I mean, it's it's funny because, you know, you pull it up live and you see everybody that's watching and people that are commenting and that, and it's like I'm there. It's like I'm out in the alley smoking with some of these people right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think some actually take smoke breaks, man. I think they actually put it in the chat, man. And that chat board on our streams, if you pay attention to it, it is comical, man.
Yeah.
It is so cool to see people use that as a way to come together and to talk. And it really has turned into a virtual Tidballs, and that's very cool to see.
You know, one interesting aspect of some of the streams, you know, you had the Floyd covers, you had Stones covers, you're fixing to have Beatles covers this Saturday, which I thought was really cool because, you know, Tidballs has always been at the forefront of modern music and very forward looking kind of scene with a lot of really interesting and experimental people that are always pushing themselves. And then to turn it on its ear and be like, all right, everybody do some Stones songs, you know, which is a great twist. And it looks like, at least to this point, everybody's had a lot of fun with it.
I think the musicians are having a blast with it, and they're taking it as a challenge. And if you see, I mean, all the bands as a whole are doing a great job. But to do this while they're apart from each other and in a social distancing aspect, to see someone like a Josh Hines play eight parts of a song and see it come together, or a Josh London hit those keyboards and play instruments that you didn't even know that they could play.
Right.
I mean, it is amazing the talent that is around our area. And then you see Fatbox throw a composition together. They're all in different places, and you know, it all gets sent to Murph, and Murph is always putting the finishing touches on it around 7:30 on a Saturday. But I mean, everything turns out great, man, and it's really a showcase for these musicians as well. And I hope it's reaching an audience that might not know about our music scene, and reaching an audience that will introduce them to something that they didn't know about, you know.
Right, right.
And it's the talent that these guys have is crazy.
No, I mean, Hines is a complete beast. I'm convinced he's not human, And then, you know, a guy like Josh London, who I've known since he was a teenager, you know, he was in a metal band, a really, really, really heavy metal band when I first met him, when I first moved down here. And now, of course, he's in the Josephines, which is very much not a heavy metal band. And then he turns in this EDM stuff there, the, you know, this kind of, not really EDM, but, you know, this electronic stuff he did all by himself. And it's wild.
Yeah, his thing he did for the Tiger Merritt tribute was, I mean, it was bone chilling, man. Just, I mean, I was you close your eyes and you think you're listening to Morning Teleportation, and you think you're hearing Tiger sing, and it's, I just can't say enough about these musicians in our community. It's just nuts.
Well, everybody needs to make sure they keep up with the streams. They're gonna be going another month or so. I know. You know, the original hope was to be able to open the doors back up in early June. Now it's looking more like early July-ish. So we're going to get another month of these streams. And you know what? You and I were talking before I started rolling here. You know, getting to be kind of slim pickings in the idea bucket for some of these streams. Yeah. So if anybody has any suggestions, please throw it out there.
Hit us up, please.
What you might want to see. Yeah.
I want to say this weekend is going to be our 20th and 21st shows.
Oh goodness! Oh wow!
Then they're 2 hours long, so you're looking at 42 hours of like raw material. And that's you know. So I'm taking a break Saturday. We're going to go celebrate my wife's birthday on the lake, and we're going to have old Johnny Tidball himself is going to be sitting in Saturday for the Beatles.
What?
So that's that's going to be comical in itself.
Okay.
Man,
so. What do you got to do to get more than two words out of Tidball?
Feed him some adult beverages, man.
Okay, breaking news here on the local show brought to you by Kentucky Music Company. Tidball himself will be on the stream. That's cool. Well, happy birthday to the missus, of course, by the way. I want to get this website out here, this NIVA, NIVASSOC.org. That's a little bit of alphabet soup, but you can Google that and get there pretty quick. Talk to us about the Save Our Stages movement there.
Larry over at the warehouse of Mountain Victor contacted me about this. I don't even know Larry. I don't even think we've even met, but he brought this to my attention and it looked interesting to me. And I've gotten in touch with a few of these venue owners throughout the United States and forged a bond with them. And it is about getting funding for the National Independent Venue Association. We haven't seen any funding yet, but we have over half a million letters have reached the Senate and Congress. It started out as only a few hundred venues. Now we're up to over 1,500 venues, and we're just trying to bring some type of awareness about what we're going through. You know, these venues, and it's not just Tidball's alone. It's Dublin's. It's the A-Frame. It's Spillway. It's, and I'm not trying to leave anybody out, by no means. If I miss someone, but they stimulate the economy. You know, you take away these places downtown. You say on a night we might have the Josephines, and Dublin's has, you know, say they have a bar crawl or karaoke going on, and say A-Frame has Fat Box down the street. You know, that's, you're going to see these restaurants are going to be popping. You're going to see people are going to be getting hotel rooms. I mean, people travel to see the Josephines.
Absolutely.
People travel to see Fat Box. People travel to see Dan Luke and the Raid. And, you know, it's these venues being closed is hurting our economy, you know, and this needs to be brought to attention. And many of the senators throughout the United States, they have signed on to help with some funding, but two have not, and I dare you to guess who those two are. So it's Uncle Mitch and Twinkle Toes Rand Paul, man. So it's you know, we're trying to get them to sign on. I'm bugging the crap out of them. I know the other venues up in Louisville and Lexington are too, man. So
right.
It's frustrating, but then again, it's we're laying groundwork. If this was to happen again, you know, with something that's created, and you know, maybe 20 years down the road, whenever we're all gone, and Tidball, there's no more Tidball, another venue, maybe we've built them something that they won't have to go through what we're presently going through.
Yeah, absolutely. There definitely needs to be some sort of safety net there, because I think what this whole pandemic situation has brought to light are a lot of things where you think of the economy almost as an ecosystem, you know, like you learn about in school in terms of like animals and plants and food chain and all that, because it's like you say, I mean, sure, I've lived in Glasgow for 15 years now or whatever. I can't tell you how many times people made plans around coming over to Bowling Green, going to Tidball's or one of the other spots to see their favorite band. Already had a hotel booked, already had dinner plans beforehand, already had a cooler for the hotel room for when they get back, you know. And it's like, you know, they spent $80 on the hotel room, and they spent $40 at the restaurant, and they spent $20 at the gas station, and they spent $40 or whatever at the bar, and none of that happens if that show doesn't happen.
Yeah. There's a little stat here. If you go to the NEBA website, it says arts and culture contributed $887.8 billion, or 5.5% to the nation's gross domestic product. $877 billion. That's a lot of scratch, man.
That is fat scratch, son. That is that is game-changing, like, you know, world-changing figures. I mean, with the sports, the sports not happening and all these sorts of things. I mean, we got to fight and scrap for every last bit of getting back what we had, and then making sure it's secure beyond that, right? So So NIVASSOC.org if you want to learn more about that. And there is a hashtag, a Save Our Stages, that's been going around quite a bit with this.
If you use the hashtag Save Our Stages throughout social media, that will get you where you need to go if you want to sign up and help and send these guys some letters or just contact your local congressman or anything, like any type of word helps us out. So please go to the website and take action.
Well, in the few minutes we've been talking here, I've already got two emails. One, of course, from Matt DeVore, who I can't believe we didn't mention earlier when we were talking about all these stream performers.
And he's overrated.
Yeah. I remember when he was fat and he wasn't that good. and I got one from Ashley Wynn. So she's sent me a couple of things now. So that's good news here. All right. So there's at least a couple of tracks we're going to play. Coming
two
up,
great
here.
People. Great people.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. All right, dog. Well, I know you got birthday plans to make. You got the young in there. You got a lot going on. I just wanted to grab you here for a few minutes. Appreciate it. Best of luck with everything. And of course, any updates that need to be disseminated amongst the music loving community, I'll be glad to do it for you, brother.
Hey, thank you, man. Thank you for everything you always do. Not only just for Tidball's, but for the local musicians, the local musician scene. Man, you're a huge voice for us. You're a pioneer, and we greatly appreciate you, and I personally appreciate your friendship.
Save the balls, brother.
Always, man. Take care, Brad. I love you, buddy.